Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Some Massachusetts doctors are changing the way they treat patients, preparing for a move to so-called global payments. That's a system based not on paying doctors for every medical visit or test, but on paying doctors a lump sum per patient for care. It's designed to lower costs by keeping patients healthy and not just treating them when they're sick. Doctors at the practice Westwood Mansfield Pediatrics in Westwood and Mansfield are testing this by teaching patients to manage common illnesses. The suggestion is they save doctors' visits for care they can't handle at home themselves. WBUR's Martha Biebinger this morning takes us to the waiting room.
The front desk, this is Cheryl. He did. What was the child's name?
Patients arriving for appointments at Westwood Mansfield Pediatrics see a digital version of Dr. Lester Hartman on a 3-foot flat screen TV before they encounter him in person.
A child should say something, say a loud ah. And what that does is raise the uvula up and pull the tongue down and allows for that space to put the swab in.
In this video, Dr. Hartman shows how to do a home strep test. It's one of 33 videos that play continuously in the waiting room and are available on the practice's website. Parents who are too squeamish to do the test at home are welcome to come into the office. The doctor says the online videos have been opened 10,600 times since the first one was posted in June, and after-hours calls are down about 15%.
Our goal was to try to reduce some of our telephone traffic, to have parents have better access to us with not having to wait. We can teach families to manage the more minor illnesses at home and come in for the more major issues. How you doing?
Hartman heads off to see a 10-year-old who's in the middle of an asthma observation.
Okay, you're not too bad with the cough yet?
Home strep tests are one of the main troubleshooting tools the 8 pediatricians in this practice are urging patients to try as they learn to take care of relatively minor conditions at home. They're $8 at the front desk, less than an office visit copay.
The first time it was a little uncomfortable because you're not sure you're doing it right.
Dan Wagner has used the test on all 3 of his children and found it to be accurate.
You obviously want to make sure you're not inflicting unnecessary pain or harm to your children. Once you do it the first time, it's actually very easy.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has not taken a position on home strep tests, but many pediatricians are wary about recommending their use because a negative result could mask other problems a doctor should diagnose. But as a parent, Wagner says the benefits of home testing outweigh the chance he might have to come into the doctor's office anyway.
From my perspective, it's very beneficial to be able to just do something like a strep test at home as opposed to bringing a child who's not feeling well, may have a fever, you know, cart him across town, bring him to the office, possibly exposing him or other people to whatever he may have or what they may have. There's the cost issue, which is advantageous as well. So overall, I think it's great.
As healthcare costs rise and patients see higher copays and deductibles, Hartman says more parents will question the need to go to the doctor for every cold, rash, or stomach bug.
Parents are going to be more willing to pay high copays to talk about educational things in their kids than they are in having a strep test done. They're going to be looking for more for value when it comes directly out of their pockets as well. And physicians need to be prepared for this.
Hartman and his colleagues are also preparing for a push from insurers to move away from paying for every service to having doctors manage an overall budget for patients' care. Doctors would receive bonuses based on a patient's good health. At Westwood Mansfield Pediatrics, Dr. Karen Halley says she and her colleagues started getting ready for this move to so-called global payments about 2 years ago when a state commission proposed the idea.
I think we all realize it's coming. At least in our practice, we are trying to sort of set the way so that when it does come, we can respond to it quickly and hopefully not feel the pain necessarily of not taking into account because we know it's coming in the future.
This practice hasn't moved to global payments yet. It would have to partner with a larger group like Children's Hospital so it could manage the costs of a child's surgery or, say, cancer treatment. For now, Halley says, the focus is on reducing unnecessary office visits and freeing up more time for complicated medical problems.
What you're going to have to find is a way for patients not to be utilizing a lot of extra resources that they don't need, right? You know, you've got to be able to do that. Otherwise, I don't think we'll be able to survive and save the system money. Yeah, we have to save everybody money.
These pediatricians spend a lot of time looking at numbers, wait times, types of visits, and patient progress on controlling asthma, a child's weight, or anxiety. Massachusetts Health Quality Partners, a nonprofit that rates physician groups, calls them a model for using information to improve patient care, and the practice's scores are up. Back in the waiting room, Dr. Hartman has one caution about the home strep test. The positive and negative lines resemble another home test.
One mother left it on the counter, and her husband walked in and was scared to death. He thought it was a positive pregnancy test.
Dr. Hartman, he's all set.
He is. Yeah.
Hartman returns to the boy who is wrestling with sports-induced asthma. Asthma is one of the major conditions Hartman hopes to focus on, along with obesity, learning disabilities, and mood disorders, as parents deal with more routine care at home. These major conditions aren't easy to manage in 15-minute appointments. One more reason Hartman and his colleagues are taking the leap away from payments based on volume to payments based on how effectively doctors care for patients. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.